33-year-old Thomas Moraniec is being charged with weapons misconduct and a DUI. The charges stem from the night of the Super Bowl. Around 11 p.m., the Skagway Police Department responded to reports of multiple gunshots near the 19th block. According to court documents, Moraniec had been drinking at home and then went to his back porch and fired his gun in the air. He allegedly fired 4 to 6 shots in rapid succession from an AR-style semi-automatic pistol. The entire Skagway police force of 4 officers responded to the scene. Jerry Reddick is the Skagway police chief.
Upon arrival, they located a gentleman in a resident and called him out by gunpoint. It took a little bit to convince him to come out, but he eventually came out. The subject was intoxicated. He admitted to firing the weapon.
According to court documents, Moraniec allowed the officers inside the residence. They found a gun on the kitchen counter, still warm to the touch, and a live round was in the chamber. The officers interrogated Moraniec and determined there were no other weapons in the house. Chief Reddick said Moraniec had bought the weapon from a friend. He described it as an AR-style pistol, which means it is a semi-automatic weapon derived from a military model, but with a shorter barrel. ARs are illegal and fairly common in Alaska. One Haynes gun store had a half a dozen on display this week, and the salespeople told KHNS they sell a lot of them. Skagway police officers confiscated the gun and forwarded charges to the district attorney's office, but did not take Moraniec into custody. After the officers left, Moraniec could not find his dog, so he drove to the police station to ask for help. The officers then charged Moraniec for driving under the influence and drove him home.
Young man made poor choices. I mean, ultimately, that's the situation. It sounded a little more extreme than it really was. We were a little bit in fear that something else was going on, but we were glad that this came to a close fairly quickly.
According to court documents, Moraniec returned to the police station the next day when he was sober and made a statement. Police say he admitted that he had been drinking and was upset when he picked up his weapon and fired it. On February 14, Moraniec attended his first arraignment by phone. He was charged with 2 counts of misconduct involving a weapon, reckless endangerment, and a DUI. The complaint filed against him states that his residence is surrounded by other houses and that his actions posed a significant risk to his neighbors. According to court documents, this is the first time Moraniec has been charged with a crime. The court did not order bail, but imposed some conditions. Until sentencing, Moraniec is to obey all laws, is not to consume any alcohol, and is not allowed to possess or fire a weapon. The case will next be heard on March 28th. Police Chief Reddick said Moraniec's dog has returned home. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePrimonil.